Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
The Austrians are shutting down. Who is next? Maybe Germany. What? The fifth wave. Wait, but the fifth wave. Austria on Monday will have a national lockdown, and they are the first that are imposing national vaccine mandates. Most stores closed. Cultural events will be canceled next week. People will be able to leave their homes for only certain specific reasons, including buying groceries, going to the doctor, exercising. Wolfgang Muckenstein, the country's health minister, said that kindergartners, little ones, and schools will remain open for those who absolutely must send their kids to school. Outside of that, they're imploring everybody, don't do it. And remember, they have been telling their people, if you're not vaccinated, you can't really do anything. People are looking at Germany saying, are you next? Now we're in the great debate about the boosters. To boost or not to boost is thine question.
The data is now really clear, is that a third shot, a booster shot, 6 months after your second shot of Moderna or Pfizer, dramatically reduces your risk of getting infected and spreading the virus. So if all eligible Americans, if all adult Americans 6 months out got the booster, I think it would dramatically lower the numbers of infections.
Maybe. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, I was talking to Chad Mavarsity, who works at one of the big colleges here, and he's like one of their health ministers, and you know that, and he and I were talking, and he's like, well, you know, you have to get a shot because it will eventually slow the spread, and you know, he's going through all the stuff, and then, you know, I said, well, if everybody got a shot here in America, it's still going to spread, and he was like, well, you know, because the world's not getting their shots. The Delta virus came from India. It's building up that immunity. It's getting it out there to enough people. All of those things are real. But the reality is, this is what we're going to be living with for the foreseeable future. It sucks. There's no doubt about it. It absolutely 100% does. Today, the FDA and the CDC and everybody are like, all right, you guys can go get your boosters now. If you're over the age of 18, go get your boosters. There you go. But how many people are? Some people are frustrated. I asked him that. He says, well, people are frustrated. I've asked several doctors. Can you understand their frustration? Yes, but they need. Yeah, but do you understand their frustration? We're now seeing lockdowns in Europe. Usually we're a little bit behind the Europeans when it comes to fashion and this. So they're seeing a fifth wave. Here in Arizona, we've just had a steady wave. We never really, like, well, everybody else, you know, saw their numbers go down at one time. We stayed steady the entire time, 2,000, 2,500, 3,500. We've never really seen anything outside of that. Florida saw a huge bump. Now they've continued to see their numbers drop. California's seeing their numbers rise. It's bouncing all over the place. And now we've got the holiday season. People are going to be traveling. It is going to be frustrating as we continue to move forward. It's going to continue to be frustrating because people are asking more questions, and the thought process is, are they going to go out and get boosters? I don't think they're going to get boosters like they got the first two shots. I don't think they are. I don't think there's going to be mass vaccination sites. Just don't think it's going to happen. I think people are at the point, they're like, well, we'll let it play out. You know, I got these two. I've had it. We're going to let it play out. This is just beginning to move back to that winter frustration that we saw. And then you count in the flu and you step back and you go, oh, my God, here we go. Then a week from today, it's Black Friday. People are going to start traveling over the weekend. And man, that's going to be chaos.
Instead of trying to go from zero to 100 overnight, we gradually ramped it up to make sure that we could operate reliably, take care of our customers.
Yeah. Many airlines, Delta, American, they're doing everything they possibly can. Some of the airlines have been ramping up. Other parts of the airline world, they never really shut down comparatively to a lot of other places where they kept their pilots sharp. They didn't let anybody get, you know, they didn't tell everybody to go home and just stay home and we'll let you know when we come back. So then you've got the other side of it, which is the TSA. Now, Monday, the TSA's mandatory vaccination was supposed to kick in. They've decided to punt that, if you will, in being strict about that, because 40% of the people in the TSA are not vaccinated, as if the TSA does anything. But you couple in the upsurge, the way that local and state governments react with travel and potentially a nasty flu and cold season on top of this. And Biden's looking around and he's hoping he's going to get some stuff done. Gas prices continuing to rise. It is frustrating. I told you guys 2 weeks ago, well, not even 2 weeks ago, last Sunday, $2.29 for gas. Right? So $2.29 for gas. When I bought it again a few days later, it was $2.60. Today, $2.71. Inflation going up. The cost of things going up. Infrastructure, it all sounds great. You've got these great jobs, but then you've got the Build Back Better plan, if you will, which is this social spending, and that's what they've been debating for the last couple days about this. You've had the likes of, Kevin McCarthy out there doing what you do, which is you're trying to run out the clock.
And this will reduce inflation. Nonsense.
By the way, it is nonsense at the rate we're printing money. Let's just be real.
Even the president's own favorite analyst, Moody's, admits Americans ought to brace for higher prices for the next decade because of this bill and the infrastructure in the COVID stimulus.
Yeah. It's frustrating, man. I get it. It's frustrating. We're all frustrated.
Mr. Speaker, I'm proud to yield 1 minute to the Republican leader of our conference, the gentleman from California, Leader McCarthy.
Mr. Speaker, we are minutes away from voting on a $5 trillion, more than 2,000-page bill. A bill that the White House Chief of Staff recently bragged is twice as big in real dollars as the New Deal was. And staunch liberals in the press know it as well. Just a few weeks ago, Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger said, nobody elected Joe Biden to be FDR.
Yeah. Nobody did. People are looking at, and they're asking, what are you doing about things like the gas prices? What can you do? Is it really just a phone call? Doesn't hurt to ask. You can sit out there and say, well, it's all because of this, that, and the other. And you can blame other things, but you're the president and people are feeling it at the pump. They're feeling it when they go to the grocery store. They're feeling it everywhere. They're frustrated. Now they're looking at flares up around the world and they're starting to think to myself, my God, are we going to be in a situation again where we're all masking up? We're all staying home again. And that's what they want to know because they don't trust because the goalposts have moved so many times. The frustration that people are feeling is real. Think about this. 14% jump in the cost of goods this year for your Turkey Day. And we all know that 14%, that's BS. We understand. 5% here, 5% there, 10% here, 12% there. Here's something. Cranberries, up 30 cents. Peas, up only 8 cents. Potatoes, up only 41. Turkey, up $4.60. Oh, ham up $1.71. Stuffing down 52 cents. Oh, who doesn't like stuffing? Rolls, everybody loves rolls, up almost 40 cents. People are going to feel it and they're frustrated and they're looking around. And whether you're to blame for all of this, which you're not, the end of the day, you're the guy. Your goal was to be the guy. Guess what? You're the guy. And because you're the guy that's going to get the blame. Because you're the guy, and you said you wanted the buck to stop with you, it's on you. But it's also the opportunity for you to turn this thing around. 323-538-2423, at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet, text, a lot of crazy stuff, fun stuff, real stuff to get to. More on inflation. Got the NFL picks. I got a win last night, baby. I'll tell you that right now. What? Raycon, best earbuds around. Love my Raycons. I'm going to need them this weekend. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Going out to pick up my son, but I'm also going to have a little brother with me. I'm going to have my little one, my stepdaughter with me. It's going to be a lot of noise. It's going to be a lot of noise. I'll need these for sure. Raycons are amazing. Perfect for the holidays. Absolutely fantastic present. Great stocking stuffers. Three new sound profiles. Pure mode, balance mode, bass mode. All of them give you different sounds from podcast to reggae, hip-hop, EDM, to heavy metal. You know, I mean, it depends on what you're looking for. And the control is easy. The right amount of bass, the best noise-isolating fit you're going to find. Bluetooth pairing like that. And absolutely no stems, no wires. Boom. Love these. These everyday Raycons are awesome. 8 hours of playtime, 32 hours of battery life. Easy to take phone calls with the click of a button. And yes, kids, I'm going to say it again, and I love saying it. 45-day happiness guarantee, of which, if you're not satisfied, you send them back. Guess what? You're going to love these. Everyday earbuds from Raycon. How much do they cost, Chad? About half the price of other premium ear brands, except they're going to be even less now because I'm going to save you up to 20%. Buy Raycon.com/Chad. Saves you up to 20%. Take advantage of this exclusive offer. Doesn't last forever. Buy Raycon.com/Chad. Buy Raycon.com/Chad. Chad Benson Show.
Let the Washington Beltway strangle you. This is where the exhausted majority comes to refuel, realign, and reevaluate. This is Chad Benson.
That is us. Some of you guys have been following this, but there was a tennis star, and I say was, because we're not quite sure exactly where she is. And the reason is, well, she spoke up against the Chinese government, and nobody has seen or heard from her, except for some bizarre email/tweet that totally sounds like somebody who was in the government wrote it.
Peng, a former top-ranked doubles player, hasn't been seen in nearly 3 weeks since posting the assault allegations on social media. Her post was quickly deleted, and all mentions of the allegations are being wiped from the internet in China. The Chinese government even censoring CNN when the news network reported on the story. Amnesty International is now demanding China prove Peng is safe.
Yeah. That's whatever they want to do, they do. Let's understand that, right? So whatever they want to do. So apparently there was nobody had heard or seen from her, and then there was a magic email.
Those concerned for her safety cast new doubt on an email she supposedly sent claiming she's okay. The Women's Tennis Association doubts the email's authenticity. The email said the sexual assault allegations Peng previously made against a former top Chinese government official were not true and went on to say, "I am not missing, nor am I unsafe. I've just been resting at home and everything is fine."
So amazing. Hey, remember all that stuff I said about the guy who totally raped me? Yeah, that none of that's true. I just made that up. And I'm totally fine relaxing at home with me and my 3 million friends who are Uyghurs, and we're enjoying our day. This is what happens. You're going to make that kind of allegations. You better make them where you can't be found by the Chinese government, where you can have shelter, and that the people that you care about have shelter. Okay? Because this is what happens. Over the last several months, it's not just her, by the way. Right? Jack Ma, Alibaba, what happened? Disappears for several weeks. Then reappears more Chinese than ever before, if you will, in the sense of pro-communist government. Here is money I'm giving to you. One of their other wealthiest individuals who is a big real estate magnate. All of a sudden, he disappears, shows up again, super pro-Chinese government and communism, and half of his wealth now belongs to them. They are cracking down. The traps of the West were getting to everybody, but you have to walk a fine line. But now you've got a tennis star that came out and said something, and then magically an email appears saying, it's all a lie. It's all a lie. Yesterday, we're threatening a boycott, potentially diplomatic boycott, of the Beijing Olympics. What does that mean? The athletes will go, but we will not send any representative of the U.S. government over there. Normally, you'd get a president, a vice president, something like that. Instead, it'll just be the athletes. That's it. Which is half-assery. I mean, we went full boycott in the 80s. It ain't happening here. Would that hurt them? Yeah, because if anybody's showing up to these things, it's the Americans. Those travel, right? It's like college football. If your choice is to bring, I don't know, Arizona State to a big bowl game or Notre Dame, you want Notre Dame. Why? They travel. Our people show up. Part of the Olympics is having lots of people there from other countries, so they spend their dollars. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Language matters. We talked about something the other day, and what have I been telling you? The woke starts in the fringes, the language changes, and all of a sudden they're trying to change it again. Wait till you hear this one. Chad Benson Show.
Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
You know, all the stuff going on, the Rittenhouse trial and the Ahmaud Arbery trial, something that happened yesterday, again, away from the trial of guilty, innocent, any of those things, is what the judge Schroeder did with MSNBC.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I don't know what the ultimate truth of it is. But absolutely, it would go without much thinking that someone who is following the jury bus, that is a very, it's extremely serious matter, and will be referred to the proper authorities for further action.
Yeah. So apparently one of the reporters, whatever, you know, followed the jury bus. And now they're barred from that. They said it was a freelance producer identified as James J. Morrison. He identified himself for NBC News, employed by MSNBC, according to the judge. What are you thinking? Honestly. What are you thinking? Is it intimidation? Who knows? You know, you don't know, but this is the competitiveness of stuff. But there you go. The competitiveness. But once again, had to do something. This case is it's got attention because of, like, even yesterday. This is one of the tweets I got yesterday talking about Rittenhouse. And somebody tweeted at me, and again, tweet me, at Chad Benson Show, text, whatever it is. and I've got zero problems with anything. You know, the likes, the hates, the whatever, it's just life. But it says, I'm not sure what law you are looking at when it comes to Rittenhouse. A 17-year-old illegally carrying a firearm. Well, he wasn't illegally carrying a firearm, which has been proven. Instigated and committed double homicide. Once again, this is what the trial is for. Not been proven. You think he had the right to be there, spirit and intent. He had the right to be there. It's a free country. He had the right to carry the gun. You don't have to like it. But the reality is, he had a right to be there. Just as the people who were there doing the things that they were doing had the right to be there. You just sit back and you're like, what? So he doesn't have the right to be there? Now, I'm with you that I think he went there and he was hoping there was going to be trouble. Like a lot of people hope there's trouble. And then when the fighting comes, you ever seen the movie Tombstone? Right? Ike Clanton, always gunning for something, always trying to do something. But then when trouble comes, he wants no part of it, even though he's been one of the instigators. I think a lot of people are like that. But I've had to explain over the last several days. Well, he killed, three black? No, he did not. All three were white. I mean, and there were two that were shot that were killed. One that was shot was wounded, and that one pointed a gun at him. All of those things. It just shows you, though, it's about being first. It's about painting a picture and a narrative. Everything else doesn't matter. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Shows, your Twitter. Tweet us. Do you guys remember this the other day? First of all, we've talked about it, I don't know how many times. But we have talked about the fact that what started as the fringes, which started out as the that will never catch on, the wokeness, the social awareness, the justice being pushed, and you've got it. Which starts out over there and you think is silly, eventually becomes part of what's going on if you don't nip it in the bud early. And people are like, that's never going to happen. So the other day we played this. This is a teacher, professor, Alan Walker, who has written a book about what we would call pedophilia. But he wants to change the name, if you will, because that's what happens with language. You change the name, try to soften it, make it seem a little bit more mainstream, put people in categories, try to get to understand them in a way where you can almost sympathize with them.
I use the term minor attracted person or MAP because I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true. And it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors.
So we're going to change it. MAP, minor attracted people, right? So take away the stigma, take away the ooh, you could want to rape a child, or, oh my good. No, you're just let's take it away. Let's take it away. Let's take away that stigma, right? You're not a child molester. You're just a person who's attracted to children.
I've definitely heard the idea that you brought up, though, that the use of the term minor attracted person suggests that it's okay to be attracted to children. But using a term that communicates who someone is attracted to, that doesn't indicate anything about the morality of that attraction.
Oh, the morality. And everybody's like, that guy's insane. By the way, he was suspended from Old Dominion because the president came out and said, nope, sorry, this one's a bridge too far for us. But I said, it's going to happen. Hello. Case in point, Colorado, kids. They want to change. They want to change the term sex offender.
Good convicted sex offenders in Colorado not be called sex offenders.
According to the board chair, when treatment providers use the sex offender term during treatment with the person involved, it can provide negative effects on their rehabilitation. The board wants to reduce risk in reoffending and believe changing the terminology will help.
And so when we're talking about risk reduction, we're talking about reducing recidivism or reoffense. And so if we're doing that, that's coming from a very victim-centered standpoint, and I think everybody can get behind that.
What? Wait, what? So once again, though, what are we talking about? We are talking about reducing what we call somebody who has caused an offense. And let's be real. There are different variances. You know, if you're 18, but you were 17 dating a girl and you have sex with her and all of a sudden, you know, and she's 17 too. And that stuff is ridiculous. You know it. I know it. We all know it. We're not talking about that. This is where common sense isn't as common as we think. But if you're 24, and you have sex with a 10-year-old? You're a sex offender. How about this? Scumbag, pig, violator, someone who's not long for this world. POS. There's a lot. Well, we don't want to victimize. It gives a stigma. We don't want them to have a stigma. Well, why don't we just call them MAPs? They're just minor attracted people. Scumbags. I can go on and on. There's plenty of them.
The district attorney in Colorado Springs doesn't believe the language should be changed. In a news conference today, Michael Allen says taking away the label of sex offender takes away from the crime they committed and the victim involved.
Words have meaning and actions have consequences. And using the term sex offender recognizes the gravity of deviant sexual behavior committed against another person. This proposed change diminishes the harm done to victims of sex offenders.
Absolutely. So when you want to go change things, soften, try to understand why. This isn't like when there's a serial killers, right? They've always, they build profiles of serial killers. Why? Because they want to know what are we dealing with majority of the time. We're going in there to study them. We don't call them people that chronically put other people to sleep for a very long time. You call them that, right? Like, you know, Pablo Escobar wasn't an independent pharmaceutical salesman. Call it what it is. But no, it's about, well, we don't want the stigma. I go back to, let's be real. You're 17, she's 17. You've had sex before. You turn 18. You get into a fight. You tell her, you know, her mom tells, and the next thing you know, that stuff is stupid. We're not talking about that. We know exactly what we're talking about. The minor attracted people. But words matter. And when you can control the words, you can change things. Right? Pro-choice sounds better than abortion. Oh, yeah, it does. Right? Little things where you can control. But now we've got this insanity. And it starts slowly. But where it ends up, it's uncomfortable. Because the next thing you know, by the time you realize that it's overtaking, you're like, what the hell's going on here? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. I just, the fact that anybody would broach that, the fact that anybody would think that that's like, oh yeah, it's totally fine. Let's give everybody a name. I know California and a few other places that, you know, you were, you're no longer like a convicted felon. You were a person who was like indisposed of for a certain amount. Like they come, it's just. And I'm a big believer in certain situations of giving people second chances. That ain't one of them, kids. Sorry. That ain't one of them. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Willpower is one thing, right? You have all the willpower in the world. No one the willpower in the world. Sometimes you ever notice somebody can eat anything they want, really just doesn't matter. You know why? Because their biology is different. Their biology is different. Traditional diets, right? And these quick fix diets, they just don't work for a reason. Even if it works for a little while, at the end of the day, your biology is going to win out over anything. That's why I'm telling you guys right now, Calibrate is different. Comprehensive, doctor-guided, metabolic reset. So what that means is, right, it resets your body in such a way, promotes sustainable results through lifestyle changes. So you make little changes along with FDA-approved medication that's doctor-prescribed with those lifestyle changes, and your metabolic health takes off, and it goes to a different place. On average, Calibrate's earliest members lost 14% of their body weight. Think about that. Think about if you lost 40 or 50 pounds in a way that's real and sustainable, where your body starts to get to a point. And let me tell you how it works is once you reset your metabolism and your metabolic world at a certain rate, then your brain realizes this is sustainable. That's what this does. One-on-one video coaching, in-app tracking, community of members like you, plus medical care, including a doctor visit. What are you waiting for? Easy to do. It really is. Comprehensive wellness plan along with your personalized needs. They're going to take care of it. Fits right into your busy schedule, and you will find nothing, in my mind, anywhere close to this. No fad diets. No, oh my God, I'm longing for stuff. It's simple and easy. Your weight doesn't reflect your willpower. Get back in control with Calibrate. Get $50 off the one-year metabolic reset with your promo code Chad at joincalibrate.com. It's $50 off when you use code Chad at joincalibrate.com. You will not be disappointed. You will absolutely love this. And think about where you're going to be in the not-too-distant future. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Running with scissors sounds great compared to this.
Say woo! Guess what? They're going to take the kids tomorrow night. We're going to go see the Ghostbuster movies. Comes out today.
There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years.
More than 30 years after the first two Ghostbusters movies, directed by Ivan Reitman, his son Jason Reitman takes over the family business to direct Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Anything new, my father was thrilled about. Anytime I took the story in a new direction, and oddly, it was when I would echo the past and lean into the nostalgia that my father's back would get up.
But Jason Reitman tells me he felt they had to include certain things. Proton packs, the car Ecto-1. He felt fans would want the old and the new, though he and his father disagreed on one thing.
My dad is very pro-slime. I am not team slime.
Ghostbusters is now a family business.
Yep. So he's had some issues. Not that he's a bad guy or anything like that. He's just he's missed on a few movies, and so he needs this. I've heard some okay things. I've heard some new things. We'll find out what that's like. But that debuts this weekend as we head into the holiday season, which is usually a big time of the year for movies. I mean, you know, I've for years that's what we did. We either go out to eat or we'd have a big meal at home and we all head out and go see a movie. But it's been weird the last couple of years because of, you know, the uncertainty of places. Are you open? Aren't you open? What's it like? So you've got that coming out today, and that's kind of the big thing. King Richard comes out as well. That looks good. If you don't know what that is the movie based on Richard Williams, Serena and Venus's father, played by Will Smith. Looks good. Then we got our football picks, baby. So I'm going to give you my football picks. Last night I picked the Pats, 25-0. That was a win. Ravens going to get a win this weekend, as are the Packers, the Bills, the Browns, Panthers, Titans, Niners, Jets, Dolphins. I didn't know who to pick. I went with the Jets. It was a Bengals. The Bengals taking on the Raiders. Go with the Eagles as well. Chiefs, Cowboys, man, that's a tough one. I think Mahomes is figuring some stuff out, and I'm going to go with the Chiefs on that one. It's going to be a hell of a game. Plus, the Chiefs really need that. It's nobody's really worried about the NFC East. I mean, they're going to win by a thousand games at the rate they're going. Cards take on the Seahawks. Will Kyler Murray play? I think he will. How effective will he be? I don't know. That defense is good. I go with the Cards. Chargers get a win, and the Bucks bounce back Monday night, taking on the New York Giants. Last week, first losing week I've had. This week should be a little bit better, so we shall see what takes place. But my goodness me, what a hell of a weekend for football. I can't wait to see the Chiefs-Cowboys, and by that I mean I'll be listening to it as I drive back. That should be a hell of a game. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet, text, love hearing from all of you. It's Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 213. The Build Back Better bill is passed.
Now it goes to the Senate and they'll kill it. Why? Because they still don't have who they need at this moment in time to build back better. Just isn't going to happen. That's the reality of it. $1.75, $2 trillion, whatever it is. We just spent $1.2 trillion. Not to mention the fact, think about all the money that was passed out in the last 18 months from the government. Think about that. Think about all of the money that has been passed out and still not used. So there's still a lot of money out there. And all that's going on, we're heading into the holiday season, rising gas prices, rising food prices. We've got a supply chain issue. It's crazy. It is. People are looking around going, okay, so you're doing what? Well, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be, you know, passing this. Okay, but what's in the bill? Well, first of all, as we all know, there's always pork, because pork's always in a bill. You can't have something in a day and age where you pass a bill with any kind of money in it without somebody getting some pork. And there's plenty of it. There is. This is just something that's there, right? This is what they're fighting on next. This is the social spending infrastructure plan. So the last one was the jobs and blah, 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 shovel ready, all that stuff, which a lot of it I think is good, but there's also a lot in there that's waste. You know that, and I know that. People say, Chad, how can it be waste? Let me tell you how the government works, right? Yeah, by the way, the guy who was the, on Capitol Hill, that guy, he passed away today. Let me tell you how the bills work, right? So we all know what happens, right? You pass a bill, they always talk, oh, it's going to Capitol Hill, and they vote on it. No. What happens is they vote on it. Then it goes to the Senate. The Senate takes it, and then they're going to muck around with it. I can't have this here because I got donors over here that would not like this. Can't have this here because this stuff is going to impede my state and the thing that we do, so we're going to get rid of that. It'll bounce back and forth, and they'll argue about it. Then, at the end of the day, when and if anything's passed, I'm not just talking about this bill, but anything, you're asking your donors. Because they're telling you, man, I wouldn't do that if I were you. Or, hey, I'd love to get that contract. Let's remember, I threw you a $1,500 plate dinner. You're like, yeah. And so somebody gets a contract, usually a blank check, right, to build a choo-choo train that goes a block. And somehow you're like, why'd that cost $1 billion? Because that's what it does. So spending still out there. But this, just the beginning of what will be a huge battle. All that being said, the rest of us are looking around going, man, I'm feeling it. The holiday season's here and prices are up.
Virtually every part of the experience is going to cost you more this year than it did last year as we head into the Thanksgiving week. From the cost of getting there, 48 million people are going to hit the roads. Well, they are going to be paying more when they fill up those tanks. Its national average right now is $3.41. That is up more than a dollar from a year ago.
What did we talk about yesterday? More people traveled last year, taking the risk of not having a vaccine, going to grandmother's house, being pent up, and less known about the virus, even though I think we kind of had an understanding of what was happening. More people traveled last year than this year with the vaccine, better understanding of the virus, some treatments available, and the reason is simply this. Gas prices are too damn high. Boom. Biggity, boomity, boom. Sunday. $3.29 for gas. Right? So $3.29. Today, $3.71, same gas station. That is not a win. That is not a win. And you can spin it how you want, and that's what Jen Psaki, I always tell everybody, Jen Psaki does a great job. She's a spinner McSpinnerson. That's her job. You ask them a question, they're going to tell you something else. Hey, people are frustrated with inflation. People are frustrated with the high prices of gas. People are frustrated with the fact that the supply chain's broken.
As of this morning, we've had 7 consecutive weeks of decline in new unemployment claims. And to translate that into English for people listening or watching at home, unemployment claims are basically every week Americans who who lose their jobs, not at their own fault. They go and they file a claim looking for unemployment insurance. So the drop in these unemployment claims, there's actually a different chart on this. I don't know if they can pull it up, but that we've seen consecutively over the last several weeks and months is a good sign. No, the other chart would be good. Okay,
thank you very much. See, but what is she doing there? She's playing the game. She's playing the game that she's got to play because this is what you do. You have to spin it. You have to put it in a way where, because she knows the answer is we got to do more. She knows the answer is he's got to take more of a leadership role, Biden. She knows the answer is he is going to be the one along with the Democrats that pay the price. But you've got to put the spin that you can on this about the jobs, the availability of jobs, the rising price. We'll spend more money this holiday season, not because we're getting more, we'll actually probably be getting less. We're just paying more for the less.
So you can see here just the dramatic drop we've seen since January all the way down over the last several weeks. That's ultimately a good sign. And today in a new report, the OECD confirmed that we have returned to the pre-pandemic size of our economy faster than our global peers. A global pandemic is causing global supply chain issues, something we're experiencing. This is further evidence that the president's success in getting Americans vaccinated, getting economic support to the middle class, means that our recovery has positioned us better than any of our peers for continued strong economic recovery.
Speaking of vaccinated, now anybody who wants to get a booster can go get a booster. It's out there. It's available. If you're 18 or older, go out and get a booster is what they're telling you.
The data is now really clear is that a third shot, a booster shot 6 months after your second shot of Moderna or Pfizer, dramatically reduces your risk of getting infected and spreading the virus. So if all eligible Americans, if all adult Americans 6 months out got the booster, I think it would dramatically lower the numbers of infections.
Yeah, you'd like to think so, which is true. Let's be real. I mean, Chad, but I don't think this thing works. Look, do I think it's safe? I think it's pretty damn good safe. I've had it and I've had both shots. I got Moderna top shelf. I only do top shelf. Not with my clothes, but you know, with you know, with a shot. The reality is, I had no ill effects. Nothing happened to me. I didn't turn into a frog or anything like that. But all that being said, is that going to be the end all that saves everything? It isn't. It isn't. This thing's not going anywhere. We could all get vaccinated today. There will still be outbreaks. There will still be breakthroughs. There will still be issues. And the amount of people that got vaccinated or got the shot the first time and then their second one, that is going to diminish because people are frustrated. They're not quite sure exactly what's going on. They feel like the data hasn't been as clear. He can say it's clear. By the way, if the data is so clear, all right, if the data is so clear, answer me this question. And I'm not a conspiracy theory cat. You guys know that, right? Some of the conspiracy theories are hilarious and fun. Why did the FDA say, you know what, your Freedom of Information request, right? So Freedom of Information Act is where you have the right, anybody, press, to go, hey, we would like to see this stuff here. 55 years. 55 years. So you've got the plaintiffs that have filed this, right? And the FDA said this week it proposed to give a release, review and release of troves of vaccine-related documents. Response to the request, federal judge in Texas agrees plaintiffs, public health, and medical professionals for transparency can expect to see the full records in 2076. Even Reuters headline, wait, what? FDA wants 55 years to process the Freedom of Information Act request over the vaccine data? Wait, what? You're having more people ask questions. That's not going to change. When it comes to getting children vaccinated, what are we seeing? More and more polls are saying, you know what? High school kids are one thing, a little bit older. The younger kids, we might hold back on that. This isn't going anywhere. Endemic versus pandemic. Not going anywhere. So the start-stop that people are afraid of is they're seeing surges not only around the country but around the globe. Austria has now said, everybody starting Monday, this is it. You're indoors. We're shutting down again. By February 1st, you must have a vaccine. Not depending on your job. If you're an Austrian citizen or you live there, you must have a vaccine. Because the fifth wave is coming. And the sixth wave. This is what we have. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet, text, Car Shield takes care of you, your wallet, and your car. So Car Shield is, I've got it on my cars. Something happens to your car. Let's say the electronics go out, the heater goes out, the air conditioning, your transmission, whatever it is. Depending on the plan that you chose, and they've got plans to start very low, go fit anybody's budget. You just make a phone call to Car Shield. Their administrators take over from there. There's no hassles. There's no headaches. The paperwork they handle, they get the expensive payment paid. You pay a small deductible and away you go. You get 24/7 road side assistance. That's coast to coast. So you may be in a different state. It breaks down. You get to choose the place that you want to take your car and have it fixed, a place you trust, rental coverage, trip reimbursement, all at no additional charge. So if your car is 5,000, 150,000 miles on it, Car Shield has monthly coverage options to fit your budget. Over 1 million drivers have been helped by Car Shield. They're America's number one auto protection company, and they're ready to help you. I trust it. I do a lot of driving. I wouldn't go anywhere without it. Absolutely. Car Shield's a win-win. So this is what I want you to do. Save yourself tons of money. Get the option that's right for you and your car. Breathe a little easier, especially in today's world where you're hoping your car goes a little further and Car Shield cars go further. CarShield.com/Benson saves you 10%. CarShield.com/Benson. CarShield.com/Benson. Chad Benson Show.
No fake outrage here. Just the real thing. The Chad Benson Show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Liftoff.
Now it's time to find out
what's trending.
What's trending?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean something, right? Like it's trending on the old internet. What's trending?
Let's take a peek, find out what's trending. Lunar eclipse. Beaver moon lunar eclipse. Trending over last 24 hours. Patriots last night key rushed the Atlanta Falcons 25-0. Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian, romance. Pam and Tommy trailer debuted yesterday, and it looks rather interesting, actually. If you've not seen it. Antonio Brown, we're going to touch on this in a minute. If you guys don't know, he's had some issues with the NFL before, but this is yet another situation where Antonio Brown may be in trouble. Bryce Harper won the Major League Baseball National League MVP. Shohei Ohtani won the American League. By the way, if you've never seen that guy, this is the sad thing. So the Angels, Ohtani won the MVP for the American League. He arguably had the greatest season anybody's ever had. Ever. Not just recently. He started 25 games and he had 46 home runs. And he's 27 years old. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. Head on over to Twitter. Check that out because Twitter's always fun, kids. President Harris, for those of you guys who don't know, today, it's a physical for the President Biden, who will transfer power to Harris while he's under anesthesia for anyone, anyone? Colonoscopy. What did Trump do? He looked at Pence and said, ah, raw dog it. Jeff, I can't believe that. Yeah. Bill Maher's trending because of his interview the other day with Cuomo. You know, one of the things he talked about that we didn't touch on yesterday was he talked about the insanity of, like, even the coverage of Trump. They said, look, had Don Jr. done the things that Hunter Biden has done, MSNBC would essentially play it on a loop 24/7. I mean, you think about it, right? Remember Hunter Biden? They found this thing. You couldn't talk about it. If you talked about it, they ban you. You couldn't bring it up because it was all fake news, only to find out it was real. But nobody really apologized because you had outlets who were blocking you from doing things where you were asking questions about a guy who had a drug problem, who had done a lot of crazy things, who had some mysterious dealings in places like China and elsewhere, and who's now selling his art for God knows how much to who nobody knows. Oh, yeah, that's weird. Just throwing it out there. Oh, 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet into us, text the program, and the Patriots and Josh Rosen. Last time, if you didn't see that, Josh Rosen, the quarterback for the so at the end of the game, they threw Josh Rosen in as the backup in the Atlanta game last night. First pass, touchdown, Patriots. He's not a Patriot, and they brought in their Felipe Franks, who was the next. It was his first pass in the NFL, and that was also intercepted. Was not a good night for the Falcons. 323-538-2423. That's been your What's Trending. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
The Build Back Better Plan. or should we call it the Expend More Money Plan, passed the House, means virtually nothing. It's got to go to the Senate. They'll bat it back and forth. You have Kyrsten Sinema is not on board with it. You have a few other Democrats outside of Manchin and Sinema that have some questions about it. At the end of the day, you need them to jump ship. Otherwise, it don't matter. It don't matter. It doesn't matter, my friends. It doesn't. But I was listening to this, and Steny Hoyer talking about the Build Back Better plan.
For the average working men and women of America, for those who struggle every day and hope that somebody is on their side, somebody is listening to their pain.
Shut up. Somebody's listening to the... No, you're not. You know what? I know how I'm not, because I just saw an election that took place in several different states and cities across the country. And you did not listen to their pain. You did not listen to the frustration. You had an agenda instead of dealing with issues. You had an agenda instead of actually talking about the thing that you always purport to talk about, which is what? Anyone? That's those dinner table issues. People are looking around. They're seeing the price of everything going up. They're frustrated with all kinds of stuff. And you're talking about all the stuff you're going to do for climate. You're talking about all this stuff that you're going to do. By the way, these things, they're a long way away. Some of this stuff in here, it's going to benefit some. It's not going to benefit everybody. And I'm not even talking about the rich. There are certain thresholds in this that if you're above that threshold, it'll make mom and dad or mom or dad or whoever or grandma, whoever's got the kids, make a choice. One of us stay home because we just passed the threshold. They're getting free. Free. But again, free daycare. But we got to a point where we're still in the middle class area, and now our daycare may go up $7,000, $10,000, $13,000, depending on where you are. Frustration levels are all over the place. But if you want to listen to what people have to say, people are pissed at the gas prices. Is there a ton that you can do at this moment in time? I think there are things you can do. I think there are absolutely things that you can do at this moment in time. One of them is picking up a phone call, picking up the phone and making a call and calling somebody you don't want to. I get it. Totally get it. You know what? I think if you asked everybody, we wouldn't want to deal with 90% of these people that we have to deal with in the world, just like they would like to not deal with us. But in the global economy, we're going to have to. And if there's ways that we can ease people's pains at the pump, which means it'll ease their pains at the grocery store or anywhere else they're having to go to purchase something, I think that's a win. Don't you? Of course. Of course. But when you have an agenda over problem solving, when you have an agenda over issues that people are actually talking about, and it's about passing and getting the agenda through more than it is anything else, that's not listening to the people, Steny Hoyer. That is basically doing the things that you want to do, period, case closed. That's it. George Stephanopoulos talking to, well, Vice President Harris, kind of President Harris, depending on the time of the day that he comes out of the anesthesia.
You know that as Americans are feeling pretty sour about the economy as we head into the holidays, it's going to cost more to drive home for Thanksgiving, more to put the turkey on the table, more to buy gifts for the kids at Christmas. What can you do about these high prices? How long is it going to take?
It's rough. Groceries, the cost of groceries has gone up. The cost of gas has gone up. And as this is all happening in the context of 2 years of a pandemic, it's one of the highest priorities actually for the president and for me.
Really? Just out of curiosity, what have you done? I'm not trying to be mean. What have you guys done, really? What have you done? You passed an infrastructure bill that I think some of it's very good, and I applaud. But at the end of the day, those are years away from having any impact whatsoever. You passed that. And yes, that's a good thing, right? And yes, the supply chain, because how we're attached globally to each other, has some effect. There's no doubt at all about that. But there's also some things we could do, and we're not doing it.
The supply chain. We're seeing a bottleneck, and we need to relieve that bottleneck. So we brought together everyone from the Teamsters to Target to say, hey, let's all bring everyone together, from the truckers to the folks who are moving product, and let's open up some of our major ports for work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The whole point about inflation and why it hurts us is because prices go up. With the Build Back Better agenda, it's going to bring the cost down.
How? How's it bring the cost down? I'm just curious. Because your Build Back Better is going to go to from the House to the Senate, and it's going to get battered around there, and then they're going to take some stuff out. They may add a few things here and there. It'll bounce back and forth. Tell me again how this is going to play itself out. You have no answer for that. Zero answer for that. How about we switch to something else? You are the vice president. You've been tasked to do what? Take care of that border and immigration. Now, in fairness, I expect no politician to really try to tackle immigration, especially the way that Trump did it. Some of it wrong. A lot of it I thought was pretty good. I don't expect you guys to do that, but paying attention would be good.
8 months ago, the president gave you the job of addressing the root causes of migration. But last month, we learned that in the past year, had the highest number of illegal border crossings since they started to be recorded in 1960. What are you doing to turn that around? How long will it take?
Well, it's not going to be overnight. We can't just flip a switch and make it better.
You have no answer. You have zero answer to how it's going to change, because you're not paying attention. Everything is going to the way they plan, which is simply this. He said it. There was going to be a pathway to citizenship. That's what he wanted. He wanted to repeal all of the stuff that was out there that was working, including the stay in Mexico, which he's tried to do, but they shot it down. And remember that night, debate number two.
Within 100 days, I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people. And all of those so-called dreamers, those DACA kids, they're going to be immediately certified again to be able to stay in this country and put on a path to citizenship.
You think that is a bell for people to come? Absolutely. Absolutely. Inflation, border, a nightmare in Afghanistan, infighting inside of your own party, China, the habitual line steppers that they've become. Love that. I'm a habitual line stepper. All of those things going on. And again, immigration. Over again. There are plenty of things to be frustrated with. I want, and now you've got the COVID continual, I think a lot of people thought that once COVID vaccines / shots arrived, that people would jump at it and take it. And then we realized how political it had gotten. From there, I think they thought it would run its course, and it hasn't. Austria is clamping down. Germany may be next. Austria is also mandating the vaccine as of February 1st. We're seeing spikes across the country in areas that are highly vaccinated, which makes people who think, I'm not quite sure if I'm going to take it, say, you know what? Norway, entry rules have been tightened, urging people, don't handshake. And now everybody has the chance to go get it. This is not, Bill Maher said it the other day, he has not stuck the landing. He has not. He has not stuck the landing at all. And I don't see it getting better anytime soon. I don't. And I think we're going to see in the coming weeks and months, especially in certain areas when this thing starts to continue to pop in certain areas, Florida, doing okay. California's seen a rise. And they're, what do they say? Well, it's because we have waning immunity. My biggest issue with the way that this whole vaccine slash shot rollout has went has been simply this. The way I think a lot of people thought it was going to be is a one and done. Then they thought, well, I'll get two shots and this will be good. But nobody really had any answers. We didn't know how long it was going to last. Now they're seeing things start to rise everywhere. There's been a lot more breakthroughs than I think people really want to talk about. There's been some sketchy goalposts moving. And then you get the FDA saying, yeah, you guys, you want to see all the results of this? You see all the data we have? 55 years is when you get to take a peek at it. More skepticism than transparency, to me, isn't going to get more people to get the shot. I think, and I've talked to several people, they just want to know that there's a good, solid treatment plan more than they do about the shot at this point. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Tweet, text, love hearing from you. Rough Greens makes any pet food better. I give it to my dogs every day. I sprinkle on top of my dog's food. They love it. It has given my dog Doodle a new lease on life. My other two dogs, my puppies, they're very, very bouncy. They got tons of energy, which is great. But this time of year, no matter what kind of dog you have, you can have some allergy issues, especially out where I live in the farming community and stuff. And you know what's crazy? They have none of that. Their coats are shiny and amazing, and I love that. Whether your dog's old or young, big or small, Rough Greens has the best around. Canine VitaSmart, the supplement that goes on top of your dog's food, and it brings your dog's food to life. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega 3, 6, 9, all these incredible things. You will love this. Cover the cost of shipping. They want to give you a bag for free. Boom! Ruff, ruff! That simple. You pay for shipping, bag for free. RUFFGreens.com/chat. RoughGreens.com/chat or call 833-MY-DOG-77, 833-MY-DOG-77. Rough Greens makes any pet food better. Fallout from Astroworld continues. Travis Scott, Live Nation, how much? Chad Benson Show.
No need to socially distance while listening to your Chad Benson Show podcast. 4 out of 5 experts say so.
I'm a scientist. There is no corona.
But hurry before they change their mind. You know they will. Chad's podcast found on iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, and wherever you find your favorite COVID-free podcasts.
Oh my gosh. I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
That is me. You are you. Hope all is well. Tell you this right now. Travis Scott, Live Nation, Apple, disaster. Not only disaster for, first of all, the human life lost. 10 people lost their lives. 300 or so injured. $2 billion lawsuit. Live Nation, Apple, and Travis Scott. $2 billion. $2 billion. That does not include another lawsuit for almost $1 billion. Drake, NRG, also sued. They're talking about the fact they believe some people cut corners. But this is going to have an impact on, I think, concerts going forward. People are going to be looking at this in a much, much, much different way. That is huge. That is massive. The settlements for this are going to be incredible. They are. You have no idea. So when Coachella puts on a concert, when now there's going to be stipulations. There's always some sort of stipulation, right? But now there's going to be situations where, like, now big insurers, because all these things are insured, they're going to be like, all right, well, here's the deal. They're going to fight it and say, you know what, we insure for things like that aren't this, right? You potentially, they're going to say, Travis Scott, you enticed the people. You were reckless in what you did on stage. You pushed this. The venue, you didn't have enough security, and they're going to go and they're going to fight it every way, shape and form they can do it. At the end of the day, if now insurance companies are going to be going, all right, well, here's the deal. The deal looks like this. We're not going to insure you unless you have seats. Or the insurance amount that's going to cost is going to be so massive that some venues and places are going to be like, I don't know if I want that. This will have a wide-reaching effect. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet, text the program. Love hearing from all of you. Guys, does your dog have a phone? Because, well, you know, they might need one.
You pick up the phone and say, hello. You don't expect this from the other side.
Hello, yes, this is dog.
Cartoon becomes semi-reality as animal tech researchers at universities in Scotland and Finland experiment with dog phone. No, it doesn't look anything like a human phone.
It's a softball with a technology device on the inside of it.
Actually, buried inside a tennis ball within the ball.
So now you can call your dog, I guess. They need something, right? Maybe video call?
When Ileana Hursky Douglas's dog, Zach, moved the ball, it triggered the nearby Dog Height laptop to ring. Zach's owner answered the call, and the two would end up face-to-face with audio and video.
It was about 5 times a day.
And when he didn't call,
he wouldn't ring me through the day, and I'd be thinking, oh, he usually rings me at this time.
You need help. Speaking of dogs. So a dog sold a house put a house up for sale in, is it Miami? And I said dog. The owners passed away, left everything to the dog, German Shepherd. $31 million for the house. Also, the dog has $50 million in other assets. So how is your finances? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet, text, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts. Independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Every time you drive by a gas station, it says vote Republican. Every time you go to the store and you try to purchase something that you normally purchased for the last several years and you realize that you're getting less and it's costing more, it says vote Republican. And how the Democrats, in particular this administration, is kind of trying to spin out of this rather than saying we need to really start addressing it in a real way, shape, or form. I mean, the vice president saying, oh, that's our number one deal that we're working on, when the reality is it doesn't feel like it. It feels like you're not listening to anybody. It feels like you're trying to push agendas rather than listening to issues. Look, everybody's got an agenda. We all know that. But every once in a while, and this is the difference between politics and business, you pivot, right? Same thing in sports. Hey, guess what, guys? Slow. It's not working. When you go up tempo, right? When you go no huddle. What makes the likes of Alabama's Nick Saban and Bill Belichick the best? Because they make in-game adjustments. You're in-game right now. You need to make an adjustment. You need to make an adjustment. My old boss used to say it all the time. Chad, what? You're bringing me a problem. Yeah. No. Bring me a solution. The problem's there. Don't tell me about it. Find a solution. That's what people are looking for. But we also have to understand there's only so much that you can do, but the effort would be nice. The effort would be nice. Inflation going up. Cost of driving going up. Frustration abounds. These dinner table issues don't feel like they're being addressed.
One of the toughest parts of being a bartender, I am told, is figuring out who's drunk and who's just stupid. And I feel a little bit like a bartender in trying to figure out the Biden administration and inflation.
Yeah. Our buddy, Mr. Kennedy there, Senator, who's drunk, who's stupid? Meaning, you guys aren't paying attention. Are you guys just not really getting it? Or are you just too stupid to see? Spending's going up. Some of that you got to blame on the pandemic. There's no doubt about that. Let's not rule out some of these issues that are in our way is because of the pandemic. Let's not. But this is where leaders lead. This is where somebody who is a leader, because leaders are found when? Not when times are good in crises. Leaders are found when things go a little bit south. Those are the people who pick up the pieces and then go, okay, we've got to pivot. This is what we need to do.
Inflation is waterboarding in the American people. You practically have to arrange a bank loan to fill up your gas tank. What's causing it? As any economist with a pulse will tell you, President Biden is spending too much money and he's borrowing too much money. That's the classic definition of inflation. Too much money chasing too few goods. What's the president's solution? The Biden administration, I've observed, never makes the same mistake twice. They make it five or six times just to be sure. Let's spend even more and let's borrow even more.
Yeah, that's a lot of government. We all know that. But some of that is so true. Today, they passed the Build Back Better bill because they're going to build it back better. Right? So they built it. Now we're going to build it back better. What's that costing?
The Build Back Better bill is passed.
In a vote months in the making, House lawmakers advanced the second pillar of President Biden's agenda. The $1.75 trillion Build Back Better spending bill won support from progressive and moderate House Democrats. It would make big investments in climate change, child care, lower prescription drug prices, elder care, and education. The bill now goes to the Senate, where it will likely face more changes. It needs all 50 Democratic senators on board to pass.
And right now, Manchin, Sinema, no. Climate change, is that really an issue? The climate change stuff, at this moment in time, I think people are going, you know what? I can do without a little of the climate change right now. I need a little bit more of my gas going down. Elder care, all of those things sound great. Don't they? It's always funny when I see things, you know, these are very popular amongst everybody, Republicans and Democrats. Of course it is. Just like saving the planet is very popular amongst everybody until it's their turn to pay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Everything is very popular until it's their turn to pay. So now you've just got $1.2 trillion done last week. Now you're trying to pass. This one is about $2 trillion in it, which is going to be whittled down to about $1.75. And even at that point, I don't know if that's going to pass or not, because Manchin, Sinema, this stuff's not going to be taken up for at least another week to 10 days because everybody's going on vacation because you got Thanksgiving next week. And speaking of Thanksgiving, the holidays are here. We're looking around. Prices are going up. We'll be spending more, but are we getting the same? No.
Virtually every part of the experience is going to cost you more this year than it did last year as we head last year into the Thanksgiving week. From the cost of getting there, 48 million people are going to hit the roads. Well, they are going to be paying more when they fill up those tanks. Its national average right now is $3.41. That is up more than a dollar from a year ago.
Yeah. And then you got to think about that meal. right? That meal.
The Farm Bureau estimates that the cost of what's on your table is up 14% from a year ago for a table of 10 from that turkey, which is up 24%. The average $23.99 for a Thanksgiving turkey. The rolls up 15% from a year ago. The cranberries up 11%. And even the pumpkin pie mix is up 7%.
It's funny. It's like, how is it all up 14% when everything you say seems like it's a lot more? Well, stuffing is down a little bit. That's a savings. It's $2.29, down 52 cents. All right. But potatoes, up. Oh, yeah. Peas, up a smidge. Miscellaneous ingredients, up 10%. Right. Veggies, up about 10%. Same thing for pumpkin pie, but ham and turkey up, up, up and away. And let's not forget the fact that you have to get there, which is another issue. And then you've got Black Friday, Christmas time. People are asking questions. Who's going to have the stuff that the kids are going to want? Is this going to be one of those years where kids are getting IOUs or, you know, Santa had supply chain issues? Those are very fair questions, because let's not forget, while people say, the Christmas shouldn't be about that. Think about the businesses that live off of Christmas and certain times of the year where they make hay so they can survive the rest of the year.
But Walmart and Target have made public today what they told me about a week ago, that they're stocked up for the holiday season. Their inventories are up, and they'll have all the toys, food, and other items that shoppers are looking for in the holiday season. That's going to happen. So,
why is that? Because Walmart and Target have what small and medium-sized businesses don't have: lobbying power and a way to work in and around the Teamsters to get their stuff off their boats to get the supplies they need. But what about the average person and the average small business that's going to be struggling? Some of this stuff, not preventable. It was inevitable at some point in time. But this is where, as the President of the United States, you address this. This is where you, as the President of the United States, address. Not send Jen Psaki out to spin when you ask a question. But you. Today he can't. Because, you know, he's got anesthesia. Maybe the new president temporarily can.
President Biden is undergoing a routine colonoscopy during his physical Friday morning. The White House says the president will be under anesthesia and will transfer power to Vice President Harris for a, quote, brief period of time. Press Secretary Jen Psaki notes that this is the process laid out in the Constitution and happened when President George W. Bush had the same procedure in 2002.
By the way, can we remind everybody? Trump had the procedure. Well, you didn't transfer power? No, because he's like, you're not putting me under. I ain't giving anything to Pence. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. My Pillow. It's Keys to Dream Sheets. Amazing sheets. You buy a set, you get a set for free. It's called a BOGO. Buy one, get one free. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year limited warranty from King all the way down, all the sizes, tons of colors. Long staple cotton. If you guys don't know what that is, it's amazing and incredible. I love my sheets. I never sleep too hot or cold. You will not sleep too hot or cold either. They're perfect. They fit amazingly. So now is your chance to get yourself the amazing, the incredible. Buy one, get one free of Giza Dream Sheets. Grab them now. Don't be shy. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Benson. MyPillow.com. Promo code Benson. Go there. Check out all the deep discounts on everything else they have there, from the MyPillow all the way to the mattress toppers, the dog beds, you name it, they've got it. And get the MyPillow BOGO, buy one, get one free, Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com. Promo code Benson. Chad Benson Show.
Helen Keller is a Nazi terrorist that is a male. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yes.
Are you thinking of Hitler?
Who's Hitler?
vaccines work, but only the Chad Benson Show is 100% effective against stupidity.
Do you know what D-Day is? D-Day.
In person, a rapper?
God, Karen, you are so stupid.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and wherever you find your favorite woke-free podcasts. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Up, up, and away. That's what's happening with Delta right now. And I'm not talking about the airlines. I'm talking about the virus, the coronavirus. It is going up, up. People are now being implored. Everybody, the FDA and CDC said, now anybody over the age of 18, you can go get yourself a shot, a booster shot.
The booster buildup coming amid growing fears of another winter surge. Cases across the country are up 35% since late October. 18 states seeing an increase in hospital admissions.
Yeah, so you're seeing a jump in the coronavirus. Certain parts of the country are seeing it worse than others. Some that had it bad have come off of that, Florida. Others that seem to have some sort of, you know, massive amounts of their population, Vermont, New Hampshire, some of these areas where they all seem to be vaccinated, are seeing rises. And of course they blame, well, it's a waning immunity. It's another issue that's going on. I think a lot of people thought we'd be in a different position. Austria today announced they're shutting down on Monday, period. Everybody indoors. They've already took the giant step of saying if you're not vaccinated, you are already indoors. Now everybody is for 10 days. And then as of February 1st in Austria, Germany will probably be next. Every human being there has to be vaccinated. Are we going into another one of those situations? It is a possibility because you never know. Do I think this administration is going to be a part of that? No, I don't think they can push that. But could you see some states take those steps? That's a possibility. Absolutely. So we'll see what will happen. But now everybody's eligible for a boost. Where is she? It's a fair question. Chinese tennis star, once the number one ranked doubles player, vanish.
Peng, a former top-ranked doubles player, hasn't been seen in nearly 3 weeks since posting the assault allegations on social media. Her post was quickly deleted, and all mentions of the allegations are being wiped from the internet in China. The Chinese government even censoring CNN when the news network reported on the story. Amnesty International is now demanding China prove Peng is safe.
Yeah. Where is she? So she accused one of the ranking members, Vice Premier Zhang Gali, of coercing her into sex at his home. That has since been deleted. Then a weird email came out because she has disappeared. Essentially, nobody is buying this.
Those concerned for her safety cast new doubt on an email she supposedly sent claiming she's okay. The Women's Tennis Association doubts the email's authenticity. The email said the sexual assault allegations Peng previously made against a former top Chinese government official were not true and went on to say, "I am not missing, nor am I unsafe. I've just been resting at home and everything is fine."
Yeah, nobody's buying that. The WTA, the Women's Tennis Association, has essentially warned China, we'd like to have proof that she is okay. Which we all know they're going to go, we don't care. Otherwise, all the games that we do have planned there, and I think there's 10 tournaments in all, we will pull out. Yesterday, Biden hinted at a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Games, which means our athletes will still go. So there's the Winter Olympics there. So they'll still go. But our diplomats won't. So normally you send, you know, depending on where you send a prince or a king or a queen or, you know, the vice president, the president, the premiers, whatever it is, prime ministers, they'll go to these things. We're hinting that we're not going to do that, which I'm totally fine with. Because China is continuing to push the envelope. They're building up more and more of their military as they say that they're ready to take on Taiwan. They've threatened Australia with basically elimination. They are continuing to push more and 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 more. And they're going to continue to do that. They're going to continue to push. Why should they? Stop. And now you've got a tennis star that's disappeared and the world's asking questions. We've seen this. They're cracking down on a ton of people who've had super success because they want to eliminate as much of the Western capitalism as possible while still keeping the best part of the capitalism, the money side, because they know they can't operate outside of that, and having a bunch of people that they can't feed who are pissed and angry is not a good thing. Jack Ma disappeared for a while. Several of their major business people disappeared, then reappeared with their net worth being sliced in half and talking about donating to. Now you've got a woman who's accused and they're wiping out any trace of any of the stuff that she accused him of. And where is she? Will anybody hold them accountable? Answer me this. COVID, have they been held accountable? Well, they didn't do anything. Really? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
You know, all the stuff going on, the Rittenhouse trial and the Ahmaud Arbery trial, something that happened yesterday, again, away from the trial of guilty, innocent, any of those things, is what the judge Schroeder did with MSNBC.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, but absolutely it would go without much thinking that someone who is following the jury bus, that is a very, it's extremely serious matter, and will be referred to the proper authorities for further action.
Yeah. So apparently one of the reporters, whatever, you know, followed the jury bus. And now they're barred from that. They said it was a freelance producer identified as James J. Morrison. He identified himself for NBC News, employed by MSNBC, according to the judge. What are you thinking? Honestly. What are you thinking? Is it intimidation? Who knows? You know, you don't know, but this is the competitiveness of stuff. But there you go. The competitiveness. But once again, had to do something. This case is it's got attention because of, like, even yesterday, this is one of the tweets I got yesterday talking about Rittenhouse. And somebody tweeted at me. And again, tweet me at Chad Benson Show, text, whatever it is. And I've got zero problems with anything. You know, the likes, the hates, the whatever, it's just life. But it says, I'm not sure what law you are looking at when it comes to Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old illegally carrying a firearm. Well, he wasn't illegally carrying a firearm, which has been proven. Instigated and committed double homicide. Once again, this is what the trial is for. Not been proven. You think he had the right to be there, spirit and intent. He had the right to be there. It's a free country. He had the right to carry the gun. You don't have to like it. But the reality is, he had a right to be there. Just as the people who were there doing the things that they were doing had the right to be there. It is, you just sit back and you're like, what? So he doesn't have the right to be there? Now, I'm with you that I think he went there and he was hoping there was going to be trouble. Like a lot of people hope there's trouble. And then when the fighting comes, you ever seen the movie Tombstone, right? Ike Clanton, always gunning for something, always trying to do something. But then when trouble comes, he wants no part of it, even though he's been one of the instigators. I think a lot of people are like that. But I've had to explain over the last several days. Well, he killed, three black? No, he did not. All three were white. I mean, and there were two that were shot that were killed. One that was shot was wounded, and that one pointed a gun at him. All of those things. It just shows you, though, it's about being first. It's about painting a picture and a narrative. Everything else doesn't matter. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet us. Do you guys remember this the other day? First of all, we've talked about it, I don't know how many times, but we have talked about the fact that what started as the fringes, which started out as the that will never catch on, the wokeness, the social awareness, the justice being pushed, and you've got it, which starts out over there and you think is silly, eventually becomes part of what's going on if you don't nip it in the bud early. And people are like, that's never going to happen. So the other day we played this. This is a teacher, professor, Alan Walker, who has written a book about what we would call pedophilia. But he wants to change the name, if you will, because that's what happens with language. You change the name, try to soften it, make it seem a little bit more mainstream, put people in categories, try to get to understand them in a way where you can almost sympathize with them.
I use the term minor attracted person or MAP because I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors.
So we're going to change it. MAP, minor attracted people, right? So take away the stigma, take away the ooh, you could want to rape a child, or oh my good, no, you're just let's take it away. Let's take it away. Let's take away that stigma, right? You're not a child molester. You're just a person who's attracted to children.
I've definitely heard the idea that you brought up, though, that the use of the term minor attracted person suggests that it's okay to be attracted to children. But using a term that communicates who someone is attracted to, that doesn't indicate anything about the morality of that attraction.
Oh, the morality. And everybody's like, that guy's insane. By the way, he was suspended from Old Dominion because the president came out and said, nope, sorry, this one's a bridge too far for us. But I said, it's going to happen. Hello. Case in point, Colorado, kids. They want to change. They want to change the term sex offender.
Could convicted sex offenders in Colorado not be called sex offenders?
According to the board chair, when treatment providers use the sex offender term during treatment with the person involved, it can provide negative effects on their rehabilitation. The board wants to reduce risk in reoffending and believe changing the terminology will help.
And so when we're talking about risk reduction, we're talking about reducing recidivism or reoffense. And so if we're doing that, that's coming from a very victim-centered standpoint, and I think everybody can get behind that.
What? Wait, what? So once again, though, what are we talking about? We are talking about reducing what we call somebody who has caused an offense. And let's be real, there are different variances. You know, if you're 18, but you were 17 dating a girl and you have sex with her, and all of a sudden, you know, you're and she's 17 too, and that stuff is ridiculous. You know it, I know it, we all know it. We're not talking about that. This is where common sense isn't as common as we think. But if you're 24 and you have sex with a 10-year-old, you're a sex offender. How about this? Scumbag, pig, violator, someone who's not long for this world. POS. There's a lot. Well, we don't want to victimize. It gives a stigma. And we, you know, it's a we don't want them to have a stigma. Well, why don't we just call them MAPs? They're just minor attracted people. Scumbags. I can go on and on. There's plenty of them.
The district attorney in Colorado Springs doesn't believe the language should be changed. In a news conference today, Michael Allen says taking away the label of sex offender takes away from the crime they committed and the victim involved.
Words have meaning and actions have consequences. And using the term sex offender recognizes the gravity of deviant sexual behavior committed against another person. This proposed change diminishes the harm done to victims of sex offenders.
Absolutely. So when you want to go change things, soften, try to understand why. This isn't like when you, there's a serial killers, right? They've always, they build profiles of serial killers. Why? Because they want to know what are we dealing with majority of the time. We're going in there to study them. We don't call them people that chronically put other people to sleep for a very long time. You call them that, right? Like you know, Pablo Escobar wasn't an independent pharmaceutical salesman. Call it what it is. But no, it's about, well, we don't want the stigma. I go back to, let's be real. You're 17, she's 17. You've had sex before. You turn 18. You get into a fight. You tell her, you know, her mom tells, and the next thing you know, that stuff is stupid. We're not talking about that. We know exactly what we're talking about, the minor attracted people. But words matter. And when you can control the words, you can change things. Right? Pro-choice sounds better than abortion. Oh, yeah, it does. Right? Little things where you can control. But now we've got this insanity. And it starts slowly. But where it ends up, it's uncomfortable. Because the next thing you know, by the time you realize that it's overtaking, you're like, what the hell's going on here? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. I just, the fact that anybody would broach that, the fact that anybody would think that that's like, oh yeah, it's totally fine. Let's give everybody a name. I know in California and a few other places that, you know, you were, you're no longer like a convicted felon. You were a person who was like indisposed of for a certain amount. Like they come, it's just. And I'm a big believer in certain situations of giving people second chances. That ain't one of them, kids. Sorry. That ain't one of them. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Willpower is one thing, right? You have all the willpower in the world. No one the willpower in the world. Sometimes you ever notice somebody can eat anything they want. Really just doesn't matter. You know why? Because their biology is different. Their biology is different. Traditional diets, right? And these quick fix diets, they just don't work for a reason. Even if it works for a little while, at the end of the day, your biology is going to win out over anything. That's why I'm telling you guys right now, Calibrate is different. Comprehensive, doctor-guided, metabolic reset. So what that means is, right, it resets your body in such a way, promotes sustainable results through lifestyle changes. So you make little changes along with FDA-approved medication that's doctor-prescribed, with those lifestyle changes and your metabolic health takes off and it goes to a different place. On average, Calibrate's earliest members lost 14% of their body weight. Think about that. Think about if you lost 40 or 50 pounds in a way that's real and sustainable, where your body starts to get to a point. And let me tell you how it works is once you reset your metabolism at a, and your metabolic world at a certain rate, then your brain realizes this is sustainable. That's what this does. One-on-one video coaching, in-app tracking, community of members like you, plus medical care, including a doctor visit. What are you waiting for? Easy to do. It really is. Comprehensive wellness plan along with your personalized needs. They're going to take care of it. Fits right into your busy schedule, and you will find nothing, in my mind, anywhere close to this. No fad diets. No, oh my God, I'm longing for stuff. It's simple and easy. Your weight doesn't reflect your willpower. Get back in control with Calibrate. Get $50 off the one-year metabolic reset with your promo code Chad at joincalibrate.com. It's $50 off when you use code Chad at joincalibrate.com. You will not be disappointed. You will absolutely love this. And think about where you're going to be in the not-too-distant future. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Running with scissors sounds great compared to this.
Say woo! Guess what? They're going to take the kids tomorrow night. We're going to go see the Ghostbuster movies. Comes out today.
There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years.
More than 30 years after the first two Ghostbusters movies, directed by Ivan Reitman, his son Jason Reitman takes over the family business to direct Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Anything new, my father was thrilled about. Anytime I took the story in a new direction, and oddly, it was when I would echo the past and lean into the nostalgia that my father's back would get up.
But Jason Reitman tells me he felt they had to include certain things. Proton packs, the car Ecto-1. He felt fans would want the old and the new, though he and his father disagreed on one thing.
My dad is very pro-slime. I am not team slime.
Ghostbusters is now a family business.
Yep. So he's had some issues. Not that he's a bad guy or anything like that. He's just he's missed on a few movies, and so he needs this. I've heard some okay things. I've heard some new things. We'll find out what that's like. But that debuts this weekend as we head into the holiday season, which is usually a big time of the year for movies. I mean, you know, I've for years that's what we did. We either go out to eat or we'd have a big meal at home and we all head out and go see a movie. But it's been weird the last couple of years because of, you know, the uncertainty of places. Are you open? Aren't you open? What's it like? So you've got that coming out today, and that's kind of the big thing. King Richard comes out as well. That looks good. If you don't know what that is the movie based on Richard Williams, Serena and Venus's father, played by Will Smith. Looks good. Then we got our football picks, baby. So I'm going to give you my football picks. Last night I picked the Pats, 25-0. That was a win. Ravens going to get a win this weekend, as are the Packers, the Bills, the Browns, Panthers, Titans, Niners, Jets, Dolphins. I didn't know who to pick. I went with the Jets. Bengals. The Bengals taking on the Raiders. Go with the Eagles as well. Chiefs, Cowboys. Man, that's a tough one. I think Mahomes is figuring some stuff out. And I'm going to go with the Chiefs on that one. It's going to be a hell of a game. Plus, the Chiefs really need that. It's nobody's really worried about the NFC East. I mean, they're going to win by 1,000 games at the rate they're going. Cards take on the Seahawks. Will Kyler Murray play? I think he will. How effective will he be? I don't know. That defense is good. I go with the Cards. Chargers get a win, and the Bucks bounce back Monday night, taking on the New York Giants. Last week, first losing week I've had. This week should be a little bit better, so we shall see what takes place. But my goodness me, what a hell of a weekend for football I can't wait to see the Chiefs Cowboys, and by that I mean I'll be listening to it as I drive back. That should be a hell of a game. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet, text, love hearing from all of you. It's Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.